The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. The Spartans return 11 total starters, including three on offense, and six on defense. Michigan State's spring game is scheduled for April 23rd. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Would you like to make some opening comments or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, you may do so by pressing star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes in line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Mark. I wanted to ask you guys about going to 9 conference games this year. I just wonder how much of a grind that's going to be, if it's going to be any different, do you think, this season?
I think it will be a little bit different. I know that every other year that, one group, East or West, is going to have one game shorter, but it is, I think, a sign of the times. I mean, we're looking for to try and move forward and play Power 5 conferences and within the Power 5 conferences and things of that nature. So I think it'll be very competitive, and we're looking forward to the challenge that's ahead. But I do think it's a little bit different just in the fact that, we won't always have the same amount of games at home.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it will make it any more difficult for the conference to get into the playoffs, considering not every league plays 9 conference games?
Well, I would look at it the other way. I would say that I would say the champion of our league probably will get in the playoffs because of it, providing they get through it with only one loss. I think it's going to give us it'll be more credible conference scheduling and things of that nature. So I think that whoever the champion is in the Big Ten Conference, providing they not lose two games, possibly even two games get you in, depending on everybody else. But right now it seems like one, and I do think they have an excellent chance of getting in, whoever that champion is.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. I was just wondering, with Connor through the draft process, I mean, how have you been able to help with him? And, do you think he could be a first-round pick?
Yes, I have. I've done everything we could do. We talked to coaches, obviously. We've talked to some different people along the way. And, I've also talked to Connor on numerous occasions. I do think he has the opportunity to be a first-round pick. I think he has first-round ability. He's demonstrated his ability on a big stage, Big Ten Conference, and the BCS games that we played in, or the championship games we've played in, that type of thing, Big Six games, playoff games, things of that nature. So it's a very competitive league. I think the best thing about the NFL is when you look at it, it only takes one team to want you. And, quarterback is such an important position. I think that everybody will jockey to try and get the best players available.
Okay, thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Mark, you and Ohio State have really kind of dominated the league the last few years with the number of losses that both teams have had. Do you sense that it'll be a more balanced league? I'm sure you're concentrating only on your team this spring, but when you look ahead, do you see it that way?
I think there's a great level of football being played in the Big Ten. I think that there's a lot of very good football teams, and it's always been an extremely well-coached conference, and it's got elite players, and I think there's a lot of football teams in this conference that can rise up and play with anybody on their schedule. So I think it's all and how you find the inches, to be honest with you. And, if you find those inches, you're able to do tremendous things.
And how good do you feel about the progress your team has made this spring?
Feel very good about it. We've got some young players, but they're talented. We've got a good recruiting class coming in here, and we have 7 of those guys on campus right now. So they're making strides, which gives them an extra spring. So they're being coached to this level now, and I think that'll pay dividends in the fall, in August, for them. Our goal is to go back-to-back, so that's always our goal here, is to win the championship. But it goes through the East nowadays, and it starts from game one and moves through the schedule. So we move through the schedule. So very competitive, well-coached, great players, big-time environments. I think this conference has it all.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
question comes from the line of Mike Griffith with M Live Media Company.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk about Michigan State's defense? Do you expect your defense to be a little bit of a drop-off, about the same or better next season?
Well, I hope we're always getting better. That's my expectations. I think that's everybody's expectations as you move into the next year, that you want to always be better. You know, keep in mind last year we lost Ed Davis before really on the third day of camp. I think he's a tremendous football player, and he's on track to be back with us. You know, I don't think there's any question that he'll be involved. I think our linebacker core is very strong, very athletic. I think our back end, you know, we played a lot of young players last year, so we have depth. And we have talented players there, and I think that they're having a great spring. And up front, you know, Malik McDowell anchors it. Demetrius Cooper's been a very dominant player, I think, when he's played. You know, we've got a good core. Damon Knox is back for his sixth year. And, you know, we've got other young players that are playing forward. And, you know, so I think we have a chance to have an excellent defense. But time will tell. Time will tell. There's a lot of good offenses out there, too.
To follow up with that, Coach, Donnie Corley told us the other day he's taken some reps on defense. Is there any chance that young guy could play offense and defense as a true freshman?
Well, we stuck him over there for a couple snaps, and he really didn't know what he was doing. So we're trying to get him just trying to give him a little bit of exposure to that. I think he has talent. Yes, he has the talent to play over there. Does he have the understanding yet conceptually? No, not even close to be able to play over there. So he has to master things on offense. And it just, it really depends on his you know, his value relative to our offense. And I would say right now he has a very high value to our offense. And but you know, as he learns and as he gets everything down, you know, he will be able to move forward on the defensive side of the ball. And inevitably, he will play both sides here.
And our next question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, what are your thoughts on Lovie Smith taking over in Illinois?
I think Lovie is an excellent football coach, a great person. I don't know him well. I know him just a little bit, but don't know him well. But everything that I've ever heard about him as a person has been tremendous. So, you know, I'm sure he's got work to do there, you know, especially having been hired so late in the process. So it's, you know, so there are challenges in that, but I think he'll be a player's coach. I think he's got a great understanding of, obviously, the game of football and has coached at the highest level. And, you know, hope he doesn't have success against us, but I'm sure he'll be successful.
He hasn't been in the college game for a long time. Is that any kind of issue at all?
What was the last part?
No, is that an issue at all, that he hasn't been in college for two decades?
No, I think people adapt. I think you're a football coach. You've coached football. There are some advantages, obviously, to having coached in the NFL, and there are some disadvantages having not been in the college game for a while. But people adapt, and, you know, I think he'll do a great job.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Chris Solari with the Lansing State Journal.
Mark, you talked a lot about the defense. Can you talk a little bit more about what Riley brings, especially from a leadership standpoint, to that defense this year?
Very active. There's a lot of experience, a lot of game experience. Very athletic. You know, plays square, plays downhill. He's a very, very good football player, and he's one of the guys that I think that you can count on being there. He's a foxhole type guy. You know, you want him with you, and he's going to give you everything he's got. And he's obviously Michigan State is very important to him relative to his family roots and everything. So, he had a great year last year. He played very, very well the year before in 14, and I think he'll have an outstanding senior season. And what we've always talked about here is our seniors have to have their best seasons. And I think he's on track to do that. But it is spring, but he's on track to do that. He goes.
Thanks, Mark.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with todaysyou.com.
Hey, Mark. Just looking at the quarterback position, you've had the benefit during your tenure at Michigan State to have two of the program's greatest quarterbacks. Just curious how the transition with Tyler O'Connor, Damian Terry, how just that dynamic of replacing Connor Cook, who essentially, you know, kind of just followed in Kirk's footsteps a couple of years later.
Yeah, we in 2013 it was a quarterback competition, and Tyler was involved in that competition and played pretty well. We inevitably settled on Connor Cook, but I think Tyler O'Connor has been there. He's going into his fifth year, so he's got a good grasp of everything. Damian Terry has played a lot this past year. Biggest game obviously was, you know, he played in the Ohio State game down there, and so he's had that type of experience, big game experience, and he's an extremely talented guy, big and talented, and can run with it. And then you've got Brian Lewerke, who's a true freshman as of right now, just first year player, and I think he's made great strides, and I think he's showing something in camp as well, in the spring practice as well. And then Messiah DeWeaver has come in just at mid-year. So he's got 9 practices under his belt. We go to 10 today, and I think he's been extremely impressive as well. So they're all big-time Big Ten college quarterbacks. They have great arms. They have the ability to move. They can create. They're big guys. All of them are big guys. Every one of them goes, 6'3 plus. And, I guess Lewerke is only 205 or 210, but every other one is 220 probably or 215, something like that. So feel good about our quarterback position. The one thing we don't have at that position, you don't have a guy coming back that's won 13 games, but we'll find a guy to do that.
And if I could follow up real quick, is there maybe on the quarterback group as a whole, following a guy like Connor, how much pressure, if you want to call it pressure, but how much of an influence does that kind of put on those guys to realize, hey, we are, we're following one of the best players in program history. How does that influence it?
Well, I think our guys are really taking the approach that, quarterback is about decision-making, and it's about creating when there's negative things are happening, and it's about leading. So, Connor's had the benefit of being around a lot of good players. These guys are going to have that benefit as well. So everything's got to work together. It's not just a one-man show. Connor was extremely successful here, great arm. Made plays. The best thing I can say about Connor is he never got rattled when things went bad. And he was able to come right back in. That's what our players have to be able to do. That's what our quarterbacks have to be able to do is forget about the bad play and play on. And I think they'll be able to do that. They're great people. Brad Salem, our coach, does a great job with those guys, our quarterback coach. And I think they'll be ready this fall. I'm excited to watch them.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
All right. Thanks again.
Next up on the teleconference is Michigan State's Riley Bulla. The senior linebacker was a second-team All-Big Ten selection last season after leading the Spartans with 106 tackles. Riley, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We want to give some quick thoughts on how spring's been going so far, then we'll take a couple questions.
Okay, sounds good.
If you would like to ask an audio question, you may do so by pressing star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Hundo Carpenter with Spartan Nation.
Good afternoon, Riley.
Hey, Hundo, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Coming into the spring, it was Andrew, you, and Reschke at the ones, but the last couple weeks it's been you, Reschke, and Fry. So I'm just curious, how is Chris doing, in your opinion, with all the reps he's getting up with the ones, and your thoughts on his development, please?
Yeah, I think all the guys that you mentioned have done a great job. Chris in particular, one thing you notice about Chris when he plays, he's a fiery guy. A lot of people relate me and Chris together all the time. But he's someone who's always constantly competing and trying to get better. And the coaches see that, so I think that's one of the main reasons why he's been starting the last few weeks. But just, spring ball, we're experimenting, putting guys in different positions to see where they can potentially play. So it's been good for us so far.
Riley, to follow that up, I asked Mark yesterday if this defense could even be better than last season's. And he said, based on how you guys played in the scrimmage Friday, he thinks so. Do you share that sentiment? Do you think this defense has the ability to be even better than last year?
You know, we had a lot of great guys on our defense last year. So, you know, it'd be hard to compare to them. But, you know, going forward, we got some, you know, young guys that, you know, have stepped up so far and done a tremendous job. I think in that last scrimmage, what we saw was just, you know, a competitive group of guys, an intense group of guys that were out there competing on every single snap and trying to do the best that they can. So I think there's a lot of potential for this group. I have a lot of confidence in them. We're going to have a lot of confidence like we do now going into fall camp.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Riley, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, I just had a quick question. With a guy up front like Malik, who, you know, he can dominate a game at times, is there anything that you guys see in film that maybe we don't, where maybe you appreciate his talent a little more?
Yeah, for a linebacker, you know, in my spot specifically, what those D linemen do for me is they keep the offensive line off of me on certain plays. You know, they eat up two guys, so they can't reach up to me, so that allows me to make a play. Things like that are things that, you know, NFL scouts are looking at and they notice, which is it's sometimes hard to see if you're just someone just watching the game. So little things like that is how he's tremendously, you know, helped me out last year and even the year before when he played. So, you know, that I would say that's the biggest thing that I would pick out.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And our next question comes from the line of Chris Soller with Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Riley, how's it going today?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Kind of looking at the offensive side, I mean, you played some offense. You kind of know what those competition battles are like on that side. What are you seeing right now from the quarterbacks in terms of decision-making and in terms of leadership and raw talent?
Yeah, I've been really impressed with all of them, to be honest. You know, I think Tyler comes out, you know, as the biggest leader of the group, as expected, because he's the oldest. He's been here the longest. But then you got guys like Damian, extremely athletic, dual-threat quarterback, which is hard to stop. I can speak firsthand on that going against him in practice. And then Lewerke's done a great job so far. He's still learning, but you can see the potential there. He makes some tremendous throws. Then Messiah, obviously it's early for him, but you can see the potential in him as well. So I think they're just going to keep competing, which is going to be the best thing for them at this point. And, you know, whoever emerges, the team and myself, we have all the confidence in the world in them. And we feel like quarterback is going to be a strength for our team, really.
From a defensive perspective, when you have a quarterback battle, is it different? Do you try to throw more things at them to get them game prepared?
Yeah, I think we definitely do, especially in the spring. Spring is kind of a free-for-all for the offensive playbook and the defensive playbook, just throwing things in there, seeing if it sticks. So it's hard on both sides of the ball. But, when we get in a scrimmage situation or something like that, we'll try to bring the house a lot, see how they react to it, see what happens. Sometimes we'll get beat. Sometimes we'll make it to them. So that's just kind of how the spring is, and it's been no different this year for sure.
Thanks, Riley.
Yep.
We can take one last question for Riley.
And our final question comes from the line of Mike Griffith with M Live Media Company.
Hey, Riley, the back seven returns so many guys. You know, it's pretty clear that that's what gives you guys a chance to be better. But who are some of the key guys up front? I mean, I know you mentioned Malik McDowell, and we all know about Demetrius Cooper. But who are some of those other key guys up front on the D-line that could really determine if this defense is better this year?
Yeah, one guy that sticks out when you mention that is Raekwon Williams. Bigger body guy. He's hard to move. He's young, but, you know, I think he's going to be a great player for us. He's just got to, get some reps, get some experience in him. I think he's going to be one of those guys that emerges that not many people may know about now, but they will come the season next year. So I'm excited for him.
Well, Riley, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck with the upcoming season.
Awesome. Thank you.